Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
See, I knew Baytown would have it down.
I'm not much of a smuggler, man.
That's right.
I mean, hell, I got a headache when I was in Cabo and had to stop in one of them little side stores and get the equivalent to an Advil, and I was real nervous about that thing being laced or something. I don't know if this is the way to go, but I got a banger and I need to get it fixed before I get into these margaritas at Edith's. I know that much. I'm not big into bringing stuff back.
That sounds good right now.
It sure does. Margarita. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go, in confessions, I was telling the people about a little bit of a dilemma I have I have a couple of weddings with my friends that are ridiculous. A day apart. One of them being in Rome, Italy, the other one being in Texas, San Antonio, Texas. And I feel bad because I might have to make the decision to go to one or the other. Ron popped in with a hot take I hadn't even thought about.
I'm in a whole nother space. Yeah. I'm sorry. Whoever this friend of yours is, that's bull.
Going to Rome?
Nah, man. He acts like he works for the Texans. He's playing for the Texans. He's inviting football players and people who just willy nilly got money that they can just go ahead and throw. Nah, man. If you are doing a wedding and you are inviting people to Rome, which is plane ticket, which is lodging, which is all this, nah, we need more than 5 months.
5 months is plenty of time.
You need more than 5 months, especially if people got kids. Now we got to run into Christmas. Yeah. Now I got Christmas into as well in December. Now I got to work through. No, Jack. No, man. No, I need. If you're going to put those out, his wife to be ought to be ashamed of herself. I know you're the one who's got to be a part of this deal here. You got to say, hey, man, we got to give people time. We got to give people.
Plenty of time.
No, it ain't. Not for everybody. For you, for your ass.
Yeah, you rich.
You've been doing your thing, man.
You've been all that smuggling money coming in handy for you.
Now people who want to go, got to figure out, well, dang, man, I got to get to Christmas. Look here. These punk-ass kids.
It's plenty of time.
Not the punk-ass kids.
It's plenty of time to get on down to San Antonio. I know that.
Yeah, that's right.
San Antonio, I'm good.
That's where your boy would be. Yeah. Hey, Rome? No.
Clint, for real. Clint, if you and Lo were getting married, and she said, man, we want to do this in Rome. That's been my dream. And you know how you want to make your lady happy. Mm-hmm. That's why you're going to buy all these horses.
Yes. All these. You're going to get your stable. I know it. It's going to happen.
He might as well plan for
that. My wife plays with me.
If she said, I want to have it in Rome, how much time are you thinking, we got to get these out to give people time?
I'm not thinking about that part.
Damn 5 months.
I'm one of those. If you want to get married in Rome, get it figured out. I'll be there. And by the way, you clearly are excluding 95% of my family.
Oh yeah,
my people ain't coming.
We can't even play the game.
I'm sorry, man. I just can't.
Reggie doing something different than my time. I feel like Reggie's got just, he going to make it work, but I feel like Reggie got a challenge in this 5 months to come up with this with everything that's going to cost
about, to get on. We've been talking about can attest.
Everything you're
the
get
challenge
to
is there.
There is a challenge, man. You can't pop up and get nobody with Christmas in between it. Get somebody 5 months.
Oh, by the way, Figgy and Lopez, y'all not getting nothing. Just go ahead and
pay.
I know. I know.
San Antonio, cuz.
I know.
Save Rome for when you find a bride.
I know you may not be having no children, but I'm betting there's some people that's on that invite list that got some kids. Like, sure. Damn, man. May.
Yeah.
May of 2027, right? Hey, that what you
hey. Someone texted me and let me know, like, they probably didn't want you to be there the way that they said
they
that.
Did. Yeah. That's what they're telling you. They didn't. Yeah. Rome no, and me, you
I'm good. November 9th, I get an invitation to go to
Rome. I mean, are they paying,
to Rome.
Are they paying for the hotel? Are they paying for anything? Other, I mean, are they paying for anything for you?
They got a block of rooms.
They got a block. They got a block.
So it's just like it was in San Antonio,
discount.
But it's in Rome?
Yeah.
That's right.
A block of room.
San Antonio, man.
Oh, man, Doug. You want 5 months?
That's plenty of time.
This is why I turned to
you.
The wisdom of my
for
fellas.
You, plenty of time.
Hey.
Not for you and Tyler, you A&M Maroon money cats that you could just, and Tyler will do this. Tyler and Megan got to sit down and have a meeting. All right, here.
Tyler needs
gonna
a, get, Tyler
we got,
needs a
how
week.
We got to arrive this 5 months.
Ain't nobody got no money like Texas.
Rome.
That's
and
right.
Them plane,
that's
them
right.
Plane, them plane tickets. To kick right off.
Hey, Tyler just needs 3 or 4 days.
Deep pockets, son.
Tyler need a big run on these best bets.
That's all he needs. You know what? I might need to start getting on the Tyler's best bets if I'm going to make my way to Rome.
They've been
all right.
Hot.
All right, fellas. I'm going to get out your way so that you guys can get into all of the fun and all the wisdom that you bring to the afternoon show. All right, fellas. J-Lo, catch you tomorrow. It's been a fun one today. You're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM, HD2 Houston and Odyssey Sports Station. And right now, The Drive is live.
That's right. The Drive is live. You see and hear Clint Sterner right there, Tyler Milner in the building. Oh, I was hot. I was hot listening to that. They're talking about which one should I go to. The hell, which one I should go to? Shoot.
Yes,
what
true.
We got? Like, I mean, give or take, people, 713-572-4610, YouTube or Twitch. How much is a Rome trip? Like, if you're going to do this right, like, you got to have three. Oh, it's more than that.
I went 2 years ago.
Cheap,
it is not cheap.
Huh?
On the cheap, $2,500 to $3,000.
Oh, man. That sounds low. I'm just thinking for plane ticket,
I
lodging.
I must have been staying in some
you,
nice
you trying to go. I mean, if you're going to go to Rome, man, I'm going to eat. I'm going to do this thing right.
I mean, real
we don't
close
know what
friend.
Type of block of hotels they got here. I'm sure they ain't in no damn Days Inn. I bet you they're getting married in Rome. They got a nice spot.
No, like King.
If it is a Days Inn, though, you're a free agent, man. You got room on the list, don't you? If Days Inn wants to do a little advertising.
Yeah, I can't.
That is why you go to Rome, though. The main thing you do is eat.
Man.
And that gets pricey by itself.
I'm just guessing.
Main reason you go to Rome is because that whatever you're taking with you is worth it.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
He ain't taking nothing with him. Maybe we don't know.
Maybe we should have said that when he's in here on the mic.
I don't think he's taking nothing with him.
Yeah, that's why
he takes some.
That's why he needs to take his ass to San Antonio.
I need a ditch.
Yeah, I didn't like. Now, somebody texted and said Ron is right at least 2 years. Now, I'm not saying 2 years. I'm not saying we need that much time. But I mean, like, I would not feel comfortable. I would probably close to a year. I would give people, because I know my friends.
Well, because you're talking to people need to save money to get
there. Yeah,
that.
I just think you got it.
Well,
like,
that's a problem in itself. If you're having a wedding somewhere and people got to save money to get there, you don't really want them there.
I planned Rome a year and a half out.
But you got married in Rome?
No, I didn't get married
but
I went there 2 years ago.
Yeah. Like, I'm just, but I mean, there are some people who want to get married, you know, out of the country,
in the backyard,
and go,
dirty.
You know, and have a destination wedding. That's cool. I get that. Rome is aggressive. That sounds like a honeymoon.
How about Pensacola?
Sounds like a honeymoon. But like, I mean, but I get that. But you can't get nobody 5 months with Christmas involved. Not with kids.
Well, I mean, the whole point of like, if you're, yeah. you got to take the people that need more than 5 months and not Christmas them. You got to take them off the invite list.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's like,
or just give me a year.
If they give me a year, I can maybe swing. If I got married in Rome and you had to save all year long to get there, I would never hear the end of it. You'd be like, man, you
sure,
remember that time?
But
remember
I got,
time
but just give me time.
Charge me an arm
give
and a leg to get
like,
to Rome.
We got to make some decisions here. All right, like, hey, man, I got to get prepared, man. We got these summer camps coming up, but let me swing and get this get this ready.
What do you do with your party, your wedding party? You fly them, right? I mean, you can't ask somebody to be your best man and then say, hey, by the way, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg.
I'll be honest with you. I ain't never heard of nobody doing it. I mean, I don't know if you've checked in. If you've had a destination wedding.
Flights are the most expensive
part. I've never heard of people flying the wedding party. Now, they're going to have that gift for you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm right now. Like, my best friend.
But that little change holder that goes on my nightstand, that ain't going to get me to Rome.
I'm in it. My best friend.
That little flask with my initials on it, that ain't getting me to Rome, bro.
Well, my best friend, shout out to Ian Anderson. He's the last one. He's been talking destination wedding now. Been talking about this wedding for a minute now, but he's been talking destination wedding. And I mean, we're preparing for it. But, I mean, we're preparing now. We've been able to prepare for about 4 years now. But
he gave you 4 years.
So this thing may just.
Y'all got an Ian savings account?
Yeah, I don't know, man. This may happen in Kansas City. But
Ian's wedding account. It's on your budget.
Hey, this has been three Thanksgivings ago since we were there for that proposal. But
Ian's never going to get married, and show's going to take his whole family to Disney World.
I tell you, man.
And but he'll have some nice-ass cufflinks for you.
Hey, man, hey, San Antonio, hey, I don't need, hey, I got San Antonio. And drive on to that one, good. Nice little Sheridan in the, over there on the Riverwalk, you can stay at. Rome? Hey, man, we can hold this down, dog. Hey, man, I'd have had Cordy make a video, and I'd have ripped that save the date up in that video and then sent it to him. Kidding me? May? Shoot.
I tell you, speaking of destination weddings, y'all, I gave my bride, she had a really close friend that only been around a couple of times, and they're good friends at the moment, great people. Mitch and Katie, what's good? Speaking of good, Mitch and Katie, good, what's good? It was a destination wedding. It was a destination wedding, and it was Napa. And I was like, babe, are you kidding me? All these flights and I mean, you got to be kidding me. Them hotels are going to be expensive.
That's just Napa.
What are we going to do? I know, but I'm thinking. She's like, no, we'll go to San Francisco for a night. I'm for a wedding? Are you kidding me? Like, you got to be kidding me. That's a long flight. It's a bunch of money for a wedding. I've been around these people twice in my life. Are you kidding me? I gave her hell about Napa. I went down there, had the time of my life. Can't wait to go back.
You gave
Can't wait to go back.
And then you gave me some of the spots you went to, and then we went down there and had the time of our life.
Oh, it was tremendous.
You and John McClain playing my Napa
trip. I'm going to tell you, man, I don't know what it was, but it got a real hill country vibe to it. I hit Napa, all of a sudden, I felt like I was on a natural gummy high, man. I was just giver rips out the window.
Yeah, it was good. It was a great time. Omega, great spot.
Yes,
great,
indeed.
Great spot.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Sorry, that got away. The injury updates. We'll let you know the injury report as soon as it comes out and it's official. Some good news here, and some concerning news. Let's start with the biggest part of this, and that is quarterback C.J. Stroud. If you are just jumping in, C.J. Stroud with that concussion still not practicing. Clint, he remains in NFL concussion protocol. According to Aaron Wilson in this report, still experiencing symptoms. Davis Mills prepping to start Sunday against the Titans. Let's pull the car over right there before we get to the rest of them. Being somebody's playing in the league, kind of been around concussions, we've seen this. When you read this, especially, it's even different from when you played, but when you see this, C.J. Stroud on Wednesday still not practicing, it is in concussion protocol, still experiencing symptoms. It says what to you?
I mean, it's a little bit more serious than I thought it was going to be.
Probably not going to play Sunday?
Probably not going to play Sunday.
If he's still experiencing symptoms on Wednesday.
Well, I mean, because here's the deal. And my understanding is to get out of the protocol, you have to check certain boxes. And it's physical exertion, it's practice, football plays, it's like football activities. And after every one of them, there's okay. Do you feel any kind of response, or you know, are any of these symptoms coming back? So my understanding is that there's probably not a lot of reps being taken.
Yeah.
Right. And
he's
at all.
Not even out. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, I just don't know how if you're not taking reps as a quarterback at all, I don't know how you just go, hey, I'm good to go to Friday. Let's ride.
Yeah, I'd be surprised Wednesday, still experiencing symptoms, play by Sunday.
Yeah. No, I agree.
You know what I mean? As you said, travel Saturday. get on a plane and travel to Nashville Saturday. So, like, we'll see. Obviously, it's not definitive, but we're just going by what we're hearing and what we know. Still experiencing symptoms on Wednesday. And for the other side, like, good news, Titus Howard, he returned to practice, and he had a concussion as well, and he's an offensive lineman. He's out there at practice. So just two people who had the same injury. One is still experiencing symptoms, and the other one is back at practice. So the CJ thing is one to watch the rest of the way. Also, with that, Jalen Petrie, who also had a concussion, he is still not practicing. And Kyami Fairbairn with that quad, who missed the game as well, he's still not practicing. So those are two others to watch. Either the two concussion players, Petrie and CJ Stroud, not being able to go and not clear to get out there and practice. If we remember, Nico missed the game like those guys did, but by Wednesday of that next week, Nico was back on the practice field the way that Titus Howard is. Those two are concerns. Titus back on the practice field. Ed Ingram returned to the practice field. Christian Harris returned to the practice field. Trent Brown had some x-rays, had an ankle issue, but he did practice as well. And then Cade Stover, he returns to practice and is designated to return. So a lot of good and bad there. Clint, what jumps out to you now you're seeing of the guys that are out and the guys returning?
Well, I mean, you got your offensive lineman back. You got Titus Howard back. You got Ed Ingram back. And in the process of all of this, I think you found some things out from, at the very least, a depth perspective. You found out that Jarrett Patterson is probably your best best left guard right now. And if Lakin Tomlinson has played himself smooth up out of the rotation, look at Juice Scruggs and Jarrett Patterson battling at one spot and Ingram being the other one, and then Titus Howard obviously being back at right tackle. The Trent Brown situation with the ankle may put a little bit of a damper on what I was talking about yesterday, but I think Trent Brown played well enough to give this team some options. You could definitely go him at tackle and slide Titus down and play him at guard if you didn't have faith in Juice Scruggs, if you didn't have faith in Jarrett Patterson. I think if in a perfect world, Ron, based on what I saw, I don't know what's going to happen moving forward, but right now on November the 12th, I think there is a scenario where your best offensive line is Ariante Ursery and Trent Brown at tackles. Your guards would be Ingram and Howard, and Andrews would be your center. I think there is a world, there is a conversation that could potentially be being had in that building over there that is your best five. This is a best five group. This isn't a, hey, man, Trent Brown, appreciate you, man. Appreciate you for the good work on Sunday. We got us a nice win. We're going to plug our other starting tackle in. You're going to go back to the bench because our interior offensive linemen are interior offensive linemen. This is a best five group. And I do wonder if that's a conversation that's being had.
I don't know why I would be, Tyler and Clint. I don't know why. I shouldn't be. I honestly, God, I think I will be shocked if everybody's healthy and I walk out there and Titus Howard's not the right tackle.
I will too.
I think I will
I'm just,
be shocked.
I'm just telling you what. I'm just telling you, if we're just talking about football things, if we're just take the names off the back of the jerseys,
and how they operate.
We're analyzing play, and we've been listening to these guys talk about the best five, and boy, have they ever done that. They ain't scared to move guys from the right side to the left side, from the outside, inside, outside. They're not afraid to do that. So I would be shocked if he's not your right guard. Your right tackle, exactly, and Patterson's not your left guard. Now,
you think you feel good. You think Patterson is probably won that job.
Oh, well, I think that's
because he was one of the, they didn't want to use Juice or Lakin.
They put City Sal ahead of Lakin and Juice.
And Juice, Until they couldn't,
right? Yeah, so.
And you said Juice in, from your eyes.
Juice struggles. He struggles, man. He struggles.
I like that. Juice and them struggles.
That was an accident.
He on that struggle bus.
Stumbled up on something. He's on that struggle
bus right there. Struggling.
Yeah, it's just, there's just not a, I don't know, man. It seems like he is, like, reacts a split second late to everything and just hangs on for dear life. And it's disruptive to everybody. That's part of kind of what Trent Brown, like, when you got guys that know who they have or anticipate this tackle DN stunt coming, you know, they stay level and like Jarrett Patterson, he doesn't have the anchor to just eat it, but he can hang on and if he senses it coming, like, Juice is just seems like he's that overwhelmed kid with too many toys in the room. Like, it's just, it's always out of whack. He's, when he does push somebody with authority, he literally pushes them into the damn tackle, the guard or the center, where they're going. It's just a, just doesn't seem like it comes as simple as effortless to him. And it, most of it's mental, because he's physically a guy that can go, but most of it's mental, I would guess. But it just doesn't seem like it's as, he's as confident and settled in on what he's doing. Yeah. And Jarrett Patterson does, but he just doesn't have the juice body that you would like over there. But he'll be fine. I think he's going to be your left guard, and Titus is going to be your right tackle, and Big Trent's going to go back to the emergency tackle.
Well, we'll see. It's good to see that Titus is back. Titus and Ed Ingram are back on the practice field. They've been your two best linemen throughout the year. All right, coming up, the most important thing that has to happen in a game that the Texans are expected to win. We'll discuss that.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming up next.
Keep an eye on Show Cool.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Football Talk, Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And the local game you will get, 12 o'clock. Texans traveling to Nashville to face the Titans. And somebody we'll hear from a little bit later on. Usually on Wednesday, we hear from the head coach and the quarterback. I don't think It feels like we're starting to get closer to know who maybe the quarterback will be on Sunday. But I think at this point, they don't know. I think we'll hear from D'Amico and the quarterback Davis tomorrow. And today we're hearing from the coordinators. A little bit later on here, we will let you hear from Nick Caley, the OC, and see what he has to say coming off of, as Clint has said, his best performance. And I think the most important thing for next week and the weeks to come, Clint, is how the hell do they sustain that, right? They've been up and down, up and down. What for you did you learn? 713-572-4-16, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in on this too with this question and thoughts. What did you learn and what have we learned from the Texans offensive staff?
Yeah.
There it is.
There it is. Get that damn button on. Yeah, look, I think what they should have learned, and we're at the point in the season where we should quit, they should quit fighting it, right? And quit going back to, well, we're in the middle of an install. We got to stay committed to the process. It's process over results kind of deal. We're at a spot where results are all that matter, right? You're dealing with pros. I mean, you've been in this offense for 4 months, some longer, having some of the spill over from last year's offense kind of deal. And it's clear. There's a handful of things, Ron, that are clear. And I know you're a game plan offense. We've heard it from everybody involved. We'll probably hear it again today from Nick Caley. But if you're a game plan offense, that should mean that you have the ability, the confidence, the quick adjustment, a quick ability to adjust into whatever it is that you do best. And I just think it's time that Nick Caley starts leaning into some of the things that this team does best, right? And this is not QB specific. Both of these quarterbacks in Houston, C.J. Stroud and Davis Mills, it is clear, man, when you spread the field, when you spread out, and I'm not saying you got to run it all. I'm not saying you change your run pass, ratio. I'm not saying that. But when you spread the field a bit, instead of using all the condensed formation and going from spread and three wide outs all the way back into three tight ends, and like you do all that back and forth, I think it kills the momentum that they build, and I think it's clear your quarterbacks are clearly better and more lethal in a spread approach with more, again, and I'm just talking about the offensive line and a tight end connected if you want to do that right there. One back in the backfield. Everybody else spread out. We don't need the condensed stuff. We don't need everybody lined up inside the numbers, inside the hat. We don't need all that. Just spread them out and let these guys play. I think it's clear to everybody involved that both of your quarterbacks are better in that fashion right now.
It seems like the offense also is better.
Well, that's where I'm going to go with it next. Your O-line is clearly better with a more clear picture, right? That's the beauty of when you just simply spread wide receivers out. Right now, that Sam linebacker or that Will linebacker or the nickel defender or whoever's in the box, they've got to declare, man. They can't stay over the tackle or over the guard right there and know that they can take two steps out and cover Nico Collins underneath or cover their zone underneath if they need to. You got to spread these guys out, force those backers to spread. It makes a clearer picture for your offensive line, which I would argue is extremely important moving forward. If you're going to have a chance to make a run, your offensive line has to play like it's played the last couple of weeks. And I think a big part of the way it played this past week was, I think Jarrett Patterson is better than rotating left guards. I think when you got rolling, it was a clear picture up front for your guys. Your quarterback and your O-line. And then the other part of that, Ron, for me is I think the players, man, I think your players are stylistically are guys that are going to play at their best in a more spread approach. I mean, you look at your three best players on offense, and you can throw 14 in here if you want to. You can throw Jalen Nolan here if you want
to. They don't.
So you're right. So anyway, here we go. You got Dalton Schultz, you got Woody Marks, and you got Nico Collins, right? I would argue, and pretty strongly argue, and I probably wouldn't let the argument last very long because I know I'm right, Schultz, Marks, and Nico Collins, they are highlighted, showcased more effortlessly, and I think they're more of a threat to a defense in a more spread approach. I firmly believe that that's the case.
And you
I
mean, saw that the most in this game.
Well, they definitely this game. Look, you got down 19 points in the fourth quarter. So I mean, you were forced into that. And the beauty again, the beauty about Sunday, Ron, is that you were forced into it, and you did. You drove your quarterback held the football and drove down the field a couple times. But you also jumped right back in and threw a stack route versus a soft corner and threw a hitch route to a soft corner and hit Noel in the flats real quick on a little move the pocket action, right? You still ran the same exact offense from a boot quick mid-range play out. You still ran this. You got all of that stuff accomplished. You just looked a little bit different doing it. And I think that both of these quarterbacks have shown to be significantly better in that scenario. I think getting to the line of scrimmage, you see the sugar huddles everybody's doing where it's just kind of it's quicker. It's sometimes it's just the line. Like, implement some of those things. Keep guys out wide. It's a very clear picture. You get the offense to the line of scrimmage a lot quicker with plenty of time on the clock for CJ or Davis and Jake Andrews and the offensive line to decide who they got, how they want to get them kind of deal, who's hot, who's not, what are you going to do with it. It just – this offense just is significantly more of a threat when they're in that mode. And again, I think there needs to be more sense of urgency to how they play. I don't think they need to play faster, right? I'm all about spreading out to run it. I'm all about getting to the line. If it's a sugar huddle, if it's a no huddle, like get to the line of scrimmage and then you can hang for 20 seconds. You can figure it out. You can communicate. You can do whatever you want to do. You don't have to run more plays, or you don't have to run versus pass ratio change. You can do everything that you want to do, but you do it in a fashion that I think it makes it easier on your quarterback, and I think it highlights your playmakers more, if I'm being completely honest. So I think we've learned that. I mean, I firmly believe in that, but I think we've learned that about this team and about Nick Caley. And to be quite honest with you, Nick Caley was really good like that. I mean, Nick Caley was dealing, and it was rolling. So let's add to the players that I mentioned. Hell, I mean, the best we've seen from this play caller was in that approach.
And those three guys, Dalton Schultz, Woody Marks, Nico Collins, 30 touches, 29 targets in the game. Like that usage rate felt right going towards your playmakers, which is something we have been concerned about.
Well,
and
to your point, you're concerned about it. I was like, well, hell, why ain't y'all? Well, because the game forced you into it. Like, that should be the approach. Like, we should want to score 26 points in a fourth quarter in a tie ball game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you should be, and that should be the ratio, even if you don't have as many.
Absolutely.
That should be the ratio that you're getting the ball to those guys.
No doubt.
Because you won't play 14. All right, coming up, let's discuss something that is the elephant in the room in regards to this game. And we need all hands on deck. We've got to discuss this. Yeah, it is the elephant in the room, Tyler. That's coming up.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.help.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I just want you to tell me if this is we're going to get to the elephant in the room. Is this fair or foul? I think it's messed up. And I'm calling him out on air. I'm not even going to respond to him on the text line. Shout out to Ocho, who is he listens to Sports Radio 610 all day long. I know he's on with Area 45 in the mornings, middays with us. And me and him, we go back and forth on the text line about shows we're watching. Tyler and Clint, my man, he's just going to leave this. By the way, Ron, I told you the sister is the killer on Reasonable Doubt.
Damn. Not cool. Not cool, Ocho. What's your problem, bro?
He texted.
That's spoiler alert like I've never seen before.
The final episode comes out tomorrow.
Good hell,
I'm not
Ocho.
Caught up all the way. I'm not.
It didn't spoil nothing for me, and that pisses me off.
So I watched the first two or three episodes.
Of what?
It's a show called Reasonable Doubt on Hulu. Shout out to Hulu. But I stopped it because it's one of those shows that comes out weekly. So I wanted to just wait till they all came out. It. And I want to binge it after, because they gave me the first two episodes right away, and I was in. And I said, well, let me just wait. Let me wait. Let me shoot over and watch the morning show here. Let me get caught up there. Ocho just going to text in, by the way, Ron, I told you the sister is the killer on Reasonable Doubt.
But also not cool on your part right here, because we might have listeners who are spoiling it for you.
I know, but
well,
I mean,
you spoiled it for me.
Yeah, I'm ruining it for everybody else.
I may watch it, but
I'm gonna go out on a limb that a lot of our listener base is not banging out Reasonable Doubt. It's a great show, but damn, Ocho,
that's jacked, dude. That ain't cool.
You got to at least send a hey. Have you been watching Reasonable Doubt? Then if you get a response,
yeah,
then. That, like, he just gave the whole thing away. I've been wondering who did it.
Well, you know now.
Damn, man. It's like watching the Titanic now. I know what's going to happen, but I mean, damn. Oh, it might have been.
Is he a passenger?
God, dog. All right. Gotta regroup. Okay.
That is messed up.
Just, come on, man.
I'm disappointed in you, Ocho.
I believe. It's the by the way. That part of it right there.
Because that means you know he knew you didn't know you.
Hey, by the way, big dog.
Hey, spoiler incoming.
Guess who killed him? Boy, that really, damn. Okay, that's all right. I have one more episode. I mean, I got, the last episode comes out at 11 o'clock tonight.
You watch it tonight?
I may run through and now catch.
Get you some sleep, man.
Oh, my
I'm worried
God.
About that. I'm worried about your sleep.
I've been on this hip-hop evolution.
I'm worried about your sleep, Brad.
That's right, man. I'm good, man.
Yeah, I had
to finish off Doc last night, 1:30.
What time did you get up?
6:30, 6:20, something like
if
that.
If I don't need the minutes. If it starts with a 6, it's bad. My man got 5 hours of sleep last night.
A good five on a Monday, strong five, man, on a Tuesday night. Yeah, sorry, Black Greg. I didn't mean to ruin it for you. He's pissed.
He should be. I mean, All Ocho did was tell you. Hell, you told the world.
Domino effect of spoilers going on.
Ocho
here.
Just wanted to spoil it for you. Hell, you spoiled it for everybody listening. And me, I ain't even started the damn show yet. I was during the conversation, I was like, yeah, well, really, I might check it out. And then you told me the punchline.
Text line said, how do you sleep at night?
He don't. That's the point.
I do. I got to get him in. I'm sorry. Yeah. Anyway, we do have to address the elephant in the room, folks. It's on the line. Everything's on the line, Clint. This is the one, folks. If you're wondering, some of you are, you know, this is something we're dealing with every year. For my, as my son would say, if my calculations are correct, I believe we started on a nice trip. I believe it was in the fall to beautiful Denver, Colorado, where maybe we got outside of Denver and maybe hit the slopes. I don't know. Enjoyed. What is it? What is it? Places. Some white folks go. Is it Breckenridge? Is
that what it is? White folks go.
I went to Breckenridge for Christmas last year.
I think there's a wide range of folks at Breckenridge.
Yeah, okay.
The trails going to Breckenridge.
Sure, we'll go there. But
shout out Tosh.
But then you slide over into Denver, had a good time. You wore your Davis Mills jersey. That's why this thing's full circle.
The Generals rookie year.
You went in there, and that's the first time Tyler went on a road game that we know of. And they lost. I'm guessing Tyler's been on other road games that they've lost, and he just isn't coming clean about it.
That was the very first road game I ever went to, I will say.
And by the way, Megan, you're not clear of this either. You're always there next to him.
Hell nah.
Megan, they go, they lose to the Denver Broncos. And if I remember, that game was closer than one thought it was going to be, and yes. it was some tough issues there. They blew that game.
Russell Wilson and the Broncos won it.
The next year. I'm pretty sure this was like a 13-10 game or something. It was very low scoring.
Yes.
You were high up. Second year.
In multiple
you know, you stopped that madness. The next year, Texans take a trip to Charlotte, Carolina. North Carolina. You go out there. You go out to Charlotte. This is a lock.
It felt like
the Texans are surging at this point. I remember this is the game in which they decided to move one of the games where they decided to move Titus Howard to left guard, and it just should have been the sign the last time they did it. I remember him just completely whiffing on Brian Burns on a pull multiple times and got C.J. just destroyed. Bryce outplayed C.J. Stroud and threw for about a 144 in that game, and I think they went on to be the number one pick and were awful and somehow lost that game. And I don't know how the Texans somehow made the playoffs with that loss on their ledger, but you were there for that.
They were double-digit favorites against Panthers that day.
Then the next year, you decided to take the trip to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Ooh. Beautiful new U.S. Bank Stadium.
Ooh, I forgot about this.
This is the worst one.
Went out there. That was a good one. And with your appearance, they decided to go, hey, let's see how many offensive line penalties we can get, how many lining up off the line of scrimmage penalties we could get, how many false starts we could get. You had to sit there through that skull chant.
Oh, God.
Was that when we were decided to block edge rushers with Dalton Schultz?
Yes, sir. Kicked it off, and old Blake Cashman said, "No, I'm gonna get a pick early in this thing, and I'm coming home." By the way, shout out to Blake. I just saw he got engaged with this lady. Not bad. But you go out there, and they just get absolutely destroyed. One of CJ's worst games ever.
Worst loss of the year was over by halftime.
Yep. You were there for all of them.
Shout out Laramie Tunsil with whatever it was, 17 straight false start penalties.
Broncos, Panthers, Vikings.
Oh, God, that is
after
bad.
Last year, people, it's been growing after each one of the losses. Stay your ass at home. Don't go, Tyler. Well, folks, he's not. This is the week he decided to go. Him and Megan.
Las Vegas, baby!
Are leaving to go to Nashville. Megan may or not be participating in a bachelorette party because who doesn't when they go to Nashville? They're going to be there. They're in the house. And
maybe my dad will help break the
curse. Again, Clint.
Your dad's going?
My dad's going, yeah.
She's going. Okay, his dad's going and he's rooting for the Titans, folks. Again, Clint, I don't believe in curses.
Well,
my hands are tied, though, if they lose this game and you're there. My hands are tied with the audience.
Mine might
be. And I'm just letting you all know, Tyler is going to test
that.
It.
What is this, number five straight?
This is or four. Six? This is four.
This is our fourth. But the thing that makes this so bad, and you just laid that out so beautifully, Ron, the timeline of this disaster. But the thing that makes this so damn bad is that not only have we lost every away game I've gone to the last 3 years, every one of them are arguably their worst loss for the Texans of the season. I mean, last year for sure.
Well,
that
this
Vikings
would be
loss.
Too.
Now this would go. Yes. No, seriously, if my hands are tied on the curse, I can't explain away the curse. You know, I have to let people have it. But the closer we get to it, people are hot. Stay your ass at home, Tyler. Don't go.
Already got the airfare.
Well, it's already got a life of its own because, I mean, we do live broadcasts, and anytime it's brought up, I mean, there is a serious – I mean, there's no laughing. It's not a laughing matter
because,
to most folks out
there. Honest to God, the season's over if they lose this one.
Stop. Well, that's – yes.
Stop. Stop.
I'm just saying –
Stop what you're doing.
They're not – they can't. They're 1-8. This is one of the worst teams in football. They're 1-8. They've got the 32nd. Go look at their offensive numbers.
What was the final score of that first game?
The Broncos won?
No, the first time the Texans played the Titans.
No, it's sneaky. It was 6-0 going to the fourth, but it finished 26-0. They're 1-8. The only game they had, I mean, literally miracles had to occur repeatedly against the Arizona Cardinals.
Can I ask you a question?
They're 31st or 32nd just about every major offensive category. They're awful.
Yeah, we can't lose. The Texans cannot lose. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Does it buy me any grace?
No.
If Mills is starting again and it's not Stroud, I don't get a little leeway
No. A part of it would be because you're going.
Mills is beating the Titans when Cully was the coach, Chief.
Damn it, Clint. We're breaking the curse. I feel good about it.
It's not. I don't believe in curses.
I feel great about this game. Most people did until they heard this segment.
Until they know you're going.
And they know you're getting on that plane.
He's getting on a plane Friday.
I think they'd rather tune into Sports Radio 610 The Drive on Friday and hear Tyler than have you in Nashville. I think, don't you?
Yeah. I'm nervous. Coming up, let's hear from the OC, Nick Cayley, as he speaks to the media. We'll hear from him coming up next.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.